Hi, welcome to Windows 10 Apps Designing for Global Customers. I'm Stephanie Hsu.
And I'm Cameron Larum.
We're going to get started, and we're going to present to you what we think are the top three international design principles. So when you design for international audiences, always remember to take into account the cultural elements. Cultural elements are things like date, time, calendars, digit, the way you write phone numbers or addresses.
So like on the date one, when I run my app in French, the day is the first. And that's because I'm using the APIs, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Absolutely. Yeah, we start with the day, then the month, and then the year. Yes.
So that's not a bug I have to fix.
No, you don't fix it. You just let it go. It's perfect. Once you've taken into account those cultural elements, just think about where your strings are showing up. Think about those individual UI elements. Make sure your strings are going to show properly. Some scripts are going to have characters that are much taller, for example. And then when you go from English to other languages, the translations are going to tend to expand. So you need to make sure that the text is going to fit.
But I would see this on my screen as an English developer and just fix it. You're saying that when I go to a different script or a different language, I might have truncations or vertical alignment issues?
Yes, vertical, horizontal. So make sure that the area where your text would appear either expands so you can fit all the longer translation, or make sure it wraps so that the translation can fit.
Okay.
And then once you have taken into account all those elements, step back and look at your UI, how it shows on the screen. So make sure that everything is going to be readable, because your elements can be just perfect. But when you put them together, you know, they overlap, it's hard to read, or you're even pushing part of the UI away, and you can't click on it, so you lose functionality. So make sure everything looks good.
So it's not just the ingredients, it's the entire recipe.
Exactly. The cake has to look beautiful.
All right.
So now let's talk about coding. Here are the top three coding principles for international. So do not hard code.
That's how I code.
Well, you know, change, this is a habit, change it. If you don't show the strings, they're not going to be able to be localized.
All right, fine.
So don't hard code. Expose them to localization. Then avoid string concatenation.
That's my other favorite trick.
Yeah, well, you know, another habit to change. So sentences are built differently from one culture to another, right?
I've heard that.
Yes. So if you concatenate, that means your translators are not going to be able to localize properly.
Okay.
So your translation is going to kind of seem like odd, or it's not the best quality. Sometimes it's going to be even impossible to translate. So avoid that. And then something as simple as plural is not actually something that simple.
You just throw an S on the end.
No, you don't. Not always. You know, every language is different. Sometimes you add an S. Sometimes you actually have different plurals because languages do different groupings and, you know, change the plural depending on how many elements are in there.
It's like you want this to work other than in the U.S.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. And, you know, sometimes the plural is a different word. All right. So now that we've done kind of like, you know, everything on paper, let's see how it would look like.
Okay. I recognize this app.
I'm going to give you some visual info here. So we played with this traffic app.
This is one off the Dev Download Center.
Yes, it is. So I wanted to show you how things show up. So that little thing like 7.9 miles here, it's a great, you know, cultural element. So you have digits, you have a separator. Here it's a period, but it's not always a period to separate, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have miles. Miles works well in the U.S. It won't work well elsewhere. And then what we did is we wanted to see how this area would behave. So we expanded the area by putting more text, and you know, it expanded to a certain point and then it truncated.
That's a lot of text.
So yes, it is. Well, you know, it's not, you know,
we
the real
see,
thing.
We, you but want to we see how the control would work.
Exactly. Okay, we wanted to see how it would work, just to see how everything would behave. So here it expands, reached the limits, truncates. There's no wrapping. Let's look at another part. So this one is a little hard. So it's localized into French.
Oh, okay.
I'm French, and I have a hard time to read it. Mm-hmm. The reason being that even though the app bar area actually, you know, let the text that is translated wrap, it's very hard to see because there's not enough space in between the elements.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So loss of legibility. So that's what I mean when, you know, you have your elements, mm-hmm. everything looks good, but when you put them together, it's hard to read. So this is what I meant.
Yes.
So let's play a little bit more with the app.
Okay.
And let's see how all these areas behave. Look at the yellow and red part, mm-hmm. right? This is in English.
Perfect.
Looks good, right? And then we played with the red area. We started putting more text. So we saw that example earlier, mm-hmm. but here how it behaves. So see, it expanded the red area as we put longer text, mm-hmm. and the yellow part started to shrink. The address starts to wrap. So it's good, it wraps, but see, it's real hard to read.
That is a real city name.
Yes,
I know,
it
because
is.
We looked it up.
Yeah, it is. So it's hard to read. And then we expanded the, you know, red area text some more, mm-hmm. and the address part went off the screen. So now you can't read it, you lose information. And if you had, you know, text input in there, you would not be able to use it.
Right.
So it's hard. So,
okay.
We've seen how to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's localize, and I believe you have a demo for us.
I do have a demo for us, so thank you. That was excellent. So those points about how the UI can move around and I have to take that into account, that's something I would normally miss unless I was thinking hard about it, so thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
All right, let's jump into Visual Studio. And again, this is gonna be the same app. This is the traffic app that you get down off the download from the Dev Center. So I'm not going to do too much in code today. I'm going to show how you would apply the localizations to the fixed app. But let me jump into this real quick. This area right here is your privacy settings. So when you run this app, it's doing location, and you have to have permission to do location. The way the original author wrote this was a string, a URL to the privacy settings, and then a continuation of the string. Now, this was hard-coded in the XAML in that order, so there'd be no way for the localizer to fix it. So what we've done is we actually restructured the sentence. So instead of saying, you know, check your locations, here's how you do it, and make sure it's turned on, we just simply said, check your location settings using this URL, and then we put the URL at the end of it. So you'll see in the comment it out section of the code, we still have our UID, so it's localizable. This is the localizable item in the resource file, but this one here, unfortunately, has the concatenation in the string and in the XAML, and you'd never be able to fix it.
Yeah.
So what we simply did, we just used one string, so we defined a different resourceable ID or localizable ID here, and then we have our HTML rendering. So now it's really easy for a localizer to see, here's the entire string that we're gonna do, and then here's the URL. So it makes it clean for any language.
So they can play with the language and
exactly.
localize the best way.
Because your localizer knows what they're doing, yeah. but they can't fix your mistakes.
Exactly, it's right? hard.
Okay. Now, one thing that I do, you'll see on here I have parentheses. This is my own little testing. If I ever see parentheses around my string, I know I didn't localize it or my localization isn't kicking in. That way I don't think I'm shipping French when I have an English string hard-coded somewhere still. And we have pseudo-loc and other stuff, but we're not going to have today. All right. So another area is we talked about concatenation, we talked about hard-coded strings, and we talked about plurals.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another section of code that we found in the system when we went to run this localized for the first time. This line right here is what the original code was, and this here, it breaks all three of those rules. So we have a hard-coded string that's concatenated, and we use plural based upon adding an S or not adding an S. So this is a great example of something that is going to break your software when you go to try to have it localized. So you can't necessarily just move this to a resource file, but we did in this particular case. Now, I have to confess, we don't have a great answer for plurals. Mm-hmm. There's several different options out there. We didn't want to push one forward because we don't have a great answer. But so I'm going to show an example of where we're using just adding the S, but the localizer could tune if they needed to a little bit.
Okay.
So what we do is we actually use the resource loader and we get string. And what this does is this is the code behind to pull information out of your resource file. When you do that, this string here is actually a parameter with the text. Now you'll see here in the English version, it's bracket 0 and bracket minutes ago. The French version, I can't pronounce it, but it's text with the parameter and then with more text. Minute actually is the correct translation.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, thank you. I was getting confused on that one.
In this case, it is.
So you know, what we're doing is we're not concatenating, but we're allowing the localizer to change the order of the string and we're filling the parameters in. That way, this will work correctly when I'm in French. Okay, pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but something you really do have to consider. All right, well, let's go ahead and add some translations to this. So the way that the toolkit works is...
What language are we doing?
You want to do French?
Yes.
Let's do Chinese too.
Okay, let's do that.
So you can see here I've modified the project so that we have our resource file, and I've put the strings that used to be hard-coded into the resource file. And I've done the same thing for this other portion of the app, the main portion of the app. There's only two projects in here that need localization because they're the only ones with the strings. So that's all we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and enable this one, and we're going to enable this one. After I've installed the toolkit, we simply just say enable this selection, and it will turn on the build tools and the necessary workflows for these particular languages. Okay, now I can go ahead and anywhere in the project, I can simply just say, I'm going to go ahead and add some languages. So you wanted French again?
Yes.
You always make me do French, Stephanie.
Yes.
Okay. So it brings up the dialogue.
I can tell you if it
works. Yeah, no, that's why I don't want to do it. Because I just go, hey, it looks great. So here's French, France, I'm assuming you want. And what we've done with the toolkit is we give you Microsoft's professionally translated strings through our language portal, and we also hook you into Microsoft Translator. Both of those are free services when you're using them with the toolkit. So these icons will represent that I can use these two providers because I'm going from English to French in this case. So I'm going to go ahead and check that one. And then let's go ahead and do our Chinese. And again, I have those translation services available. I simply click OK. It modifies the project to add XLIF files. Now, you know what an XLIF file is. Mm-hmm. An XLIF file is an industry standard localization file format, which means all your vendors, your friends, family, everybody who has any type of localization tools, which Matt has built in, can process these strings for you. So if you're not a French speaker like myself, Stephanie could get this toolkit, she could translate, and I could bring the resources back in. For today's demo, we're just going to translate using machine translation because that will be good enough to make sure that everything's working. Mm-hmm. So again, we just right-click, select the multi-angle app toolkit, and generate machine translations. And we have two projects with two languages, so we have four XLIF files that is processing through.
Okay.
One for French, one for Chinese.
Cool.
For each project. And when these are done, what we'll do is we're just going to change our locale of our preferences. We're going to set that to be French as our default language. Now, at the end of the slide deck that will be available for you, we show how you can do this. Basically, it's in your control panel in your languages. All right, looks like we're done that. Let's go ahead and do a rebuild. And this will synchronize all of our resources. We generate the ResW files for French and for Chinese. That way, once you've got them in, you're good to go. But we will constantly synchronize if you change resources around. So that's why we're doing a full build to make that synchronization work. And once this is all done building, we'll go ahead and run it. So what do you think? We're going to have good results?
I think so.
You think so?
Yes.
You think I caught all the bugs?
I hope you did.
All right. So actually, I'm going to go ahead and, while this is building, I'm going to go ahead and show you where those settings are at. Let's go into settings, and we go into time and language, and region and language. And right here, I would just click add a language, pick the one that I wanted, and then it would add it to my system. Okay? It's that easy to add a new language. Now, the user preferences is what the user wants to see when they run their Windows 10 apps. So that won't affect your desktop directly until you've set the languages, download the language pack, and then re-logged on. But for your modern experiences, it works right away.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and run this.
It's working.
Let's see, moment of truth.
Woohoo.
All right, so I'm going to say yes.
Oh.
Now you notice that the Bing Maps has already changed it because it understands that I'm in a French locale.
Yeah. There we go.
The program has the four default ones put in as home, school, and these are random addresses in the app. It just picks a radius of 30 miles, not kilometers, and puts them on the screen.
See, here it's still showing some miles though.
So here we're still showing miles, but you'll notice if we look at this, you'll notice the separator is now a comma.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay. So these are some of the examples, and you notice that the minutes is now actually been reformatted for the location of the words.
Yeah, it is. Right. We still have a plural stuck here.
We do have the plurals. We do have the plurals because it's 0 minutes, but in French it would be
minutes without
0 minutes. So there's there's that we're talking about the plurals. You really got to watch for it. It varies greatly across the different languages. Yep. Now we'll go ahead and come down here and we'll look at the spacing. You notice when I hover over, the highlighting shows the boundaries. All I did on this one was I just put a couple of margins, and I think I used 3 on each side just to spread it apart a little bit more. Doesn't affect the English, makes the French work as we want it to see it.
It's a little better.
Yep. And of course, you know, we have our hover over text as well, because we put everything in our XAML into our resource files and use the XUID to reference it. Pretty straightforward?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you buy my app now?
I don't know. Is this your app?
No. So just to show that Chinese is working, I'm going to go ahead and change my system to Chinese. I go back into Language Preferences, and I set my default to Chinese, and then I'm just going to run the app again. Didn't do anything else because we've already added the languages in, and now our maps are in Chinese, and it's going to go into the location, and now all of our text is in Chinese, including our, I'm assuming the dot is correct in Chinese?
I think it is, but I'm not sure.
But now we have our text in Chinese, and we have all of our information in Chinese. So when you localize, or sorry, when you do your, hit that button, sorry. When you write your app so that it's globalizable and the local strings are all in localizable format, it really is that easy. No, it doesn't want to do this. Sorry. Must have had a breakpoint somewhere. It really is that easy to go ahead and add in your different translations. So there we go for our Chinese. Never put breakpoints in your program before you do a demo, unless you want to. All right. What do you think?
That's good. Should we do a little recap?
Let's
do you have more tricks to show us?
No, I've got tons to show you, but this is good enough for today.
Okay, let's recap.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So in short, when you design for global audiences, make sure you remember to design ENCODE for international, which means cultural elements, things like date, format, etc. Individual elements, make sure everything fits into the area where your strings would show. And then overall UI, step back, make sure it looks all good.
Yes.
Do not hard code, do not concatenate, and be aware of plurals.
Yes.
All right, want to talk about MAT a little bit?
Yeah, so MAT is a toolkit that we've written for you, and it allows you to manage your resources, because one of the challenges you have is I write in English and I got to go to my French file, and every time I change my English resource, I got to go find out what I changed in French and is it still valid. MAT will handle that for you, notifies you when there's changes and stuff. So with MAT, you get MAT, go ahead and add your languages you want, publish to your app store, and now you're into a global market with an app that won't embarrass you.
Good.
Which is key.
Yes.
Because we want those 5 stars, right?
Yes. All right.
Okay, so here's some of our references. So Stephanie drives a lot of the stuff in international. So aka.ms/intl, abbreviation for international. To download the toolkit, a quick shortcut is aka.ms mat install. And then, of course, come back to Channel 9. There's going to be a lot more videos and, you know, after the sessions and good information here. And, of course, Virtual Academy. Virtual Academy is awesome. There are tons and tons of videos and trainings that will take you even farther, even in globalization and localization spaces.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Stephanie, for your expertise as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.